Well, good morning, everybody. This is Lenny Lawson, the car guru, and I just about almost knocked over my microphone. I just got so much excitement in my heart because with me today is my youngest child, Audra Lawson Nelson. Did I get that right?
You did.
And she actually works at Gateway and probably works more than I do, but she is actually works in the office as a payroll person. She makes sure that everybody is relying upon you, Audra.
Yes, they are.
That's a nice little short answer.
Yes, they rely on me to get their paycheck. Now, yeah. You pay them, but I write the paycheck.
So tell us about yourself, Audra.
Well, I work here at Gateway.
Yeah, that's obvious.
I've worked here since 2013. Okay. I've worn many different hats here.
Yes, you have.
I am married to the sales manager, Ben.
He's over the Ford department, isn't he?
He is over the Ford department.
Ben knows everything about Ford, folks.
He does.
If you have any questions about Ford, Ben Nelson is D-man. And he knows a lot about Nissan, too. He's been here. Gosh, how many years has Ben
since
with me?
2014.
2014. Time flies when you're having fun.
Sure does.
And now you two got together.
Yes.
And blessed me with two little boys.
Two little grandsons.
Boys.
Yeah. Bo and Leo.
And Bo is three.
Three. And Leo will be, was 9 months yesterday.
All right. And he's got a twofer on the
bottom. He finally has a tooth.
So anyway, I invited Audra in for that female perspective. You know, sometimes the ladies don't necessarily want to hear a man talk about women, and especially how they think, right?
That is very true.
So I'm going to ask you some questions about how you think on some certain topics. I know that, you know, being in the car business, you have a totally different perspective now. Well, really because your dad was in the car business, but you really didn't know anything about the car business until you actually started working here.
No, I did not.
She used to be a hippie.
I did not.
Well, she was, you know, she lived in Asheville, right?
Yeah, I did.
And worked at the Orange Peel, mm-hmm. which is a music venue there.
Incredible job.
Waitressing, right? Going to UNC Asheville
mm-hmm.
for a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, she graduated, thank goodness, from the University of Tennessee. And her sister did, and I did too. So we have that in common, don't we?
Sure do.
Okay. So anyway, Audra, I have heard horror stories of experiences that females have had in car dealerships. Why do you think you hear more of that than you do of men having bad experiences at car dealerships? Especially, let's talk about service.
Well, I think women are more likely to voice how they feel about something as opposed to a man doing that same thing.
Mm-hmm. What about the level of knowledge about cars?
I'd say on average that women have less knowledge about cars just based on, you know, general interests of women.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And so you know, that's natural. And the main thing that I always tried to do as a service advisor, which was one of my early jobs in the car business, was to make sure that I didn't try to talk over their heads.
Oh, yeah. But you also have to worry about, you know, not talking down to them either.
True.
I mean, we're going to understand what you're talking about unless you get, at least in my personal experience, unless you're getting really technical.
What do you think about these tips that are provided online from this is a blog article that I found, and they said they had five tips to keep your women customers coming back to your auto repair shop.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You holding on to your seat?
I am.
Okay, number one, when explaining issues to a woman, make sure to use layman's terms.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really know what that is. You know, we probably shouldn't talk about, I think the problem is with your self-lubricating Congo bearings, which really don't exist in a car, but...
Well, you would have fooled me.
You know, if somebody has a brake problem, and you start talking about rotors and drums and calipers and stuff like that, then sometimes that can be a little misinformative. I didn't hesitate to take a person to the shop and show them what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't want to get back there in the shop and go through that. So if somebody said you need to spend $1,400 on your braking system, how would you feel about that?
I would need a little bit more information. I'm a visual learner, so mm-hmm. I would like to see what you're talking about.
And it's totally understandable. And so, you know, you may be talking to a guy, and he understands every single thing you're saying. But if it's a female customer, you got to find a way to make them understand.
Yes.
And nobody wants to pay a bunch of money and not know what they're getting for that money. So I think it's incumbent upon us as service advisors to make that very clear. I agree with that. Number two, be sure to always be polite and respect the fact that the woman may feel out of place.
I think that's very true, but I think that also applies to men as well.
I agree. I don't think that's just a woman thing.
No.
People like you to be polite and respectful. And, you know, one of the things my dad always taught me was not to call somebody by their first name unless you ask permission first.
I think that's good.
You know, somebody comes and says, yeah, my name is Betty Johnson, and I'm here to get my oil change. I say, okay, Betty, let's get your oil change. You know, that's just not good etiquette.
No, that's not very professional.
So number three, keep your waiting area and restrooms clean and make it as comfortable as possible.
I think that's also very important, but I think, again, that also applies to men as well.
No, men don't care.
I think men care.
They do care. I'm just kidding. Number four, consider adding some kid-friendly features like coloring books. We do all of those things, don't we, Audra?
Yes, we do. We have a very nice kids area that was set up by Sister Abby.
So, folks, when you have your children working with you and for you, and they happen to be females, a lot of this stuff is going to be taken care of because they notice stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things I've noticed about women. Is that they notice things that men don't notice.
Yes, we notice all kinds of things.
And to have that kind of input and, you know, not have to pay for it, because I don't pay either Audra or Abby. They work for free.
Yeah,
I'm
for
kidding.
Free.
Mm-hmm. No, I still have to pay them. I don't pay them more, though, do I, Audra?
Not at all.
Number five, always follow up after repair. A phone call or an email can go a long way in cementing a relationship.
That's very true. Where did you get this list? Because all those things, I think they don't only apply to women.
It's called Know Your Parts. It's an online resource for today's technicians.
Okay, yeah.
So I thought that was pretty good. And then there was another article of the top 10 things that women like about cars. And we'll talk about that right after the break. Okay, this is Lenny Lawson, the Car Guru, and I am here with my youngest daughter, Audra, who is also an employee. And, you know, she was always a very obedient child. At least we thought.
Hey, but I was.
For the most part. For as long as we part. Were watching. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, she, you know, when we all stray a little bit when we go to college and mm-hmm. do things that we probably wish we didn't do. But she returned back to the nest for a while until Ben stole her away. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Ben's a good guy, and he is good father, and I'm excited to have him and all of these young folks working for me and learning the car business so that I can retire and they can just send me a check. Anyway, we're talking about what women really like about cars. You know what the number one thing is? What would you say as far as an attribute of cars that they want to see? Let's say like safety, power, acceleration. Room, what kind of attribute would you think would be the most important to
the women? Average woman?
The average woman, yeah.
Oh, gosh. How it looks?
No. Number one was convenience.
Well.
Mm-hmm. These are some quotes. I like clothes hooks in the cargo area so that the dry cleaning won't be next to the kids. Mm-hmm. Another comment, a center console box large enough for a purse. Visor mirrors on both sides in the front. Good visibility. Hooks for purses and jackets. Audra, I will never forget a van that I sold one time. It was a Chevy Venture van, and I had done this beautiful presentation on the sliding doors and the comfort of the seats and, you know, cup holders and all that stuff, and she was just kind of lukewarm to it until I opened up the rear hatch and showed her the little hooks that are in the back of the far back seats where you can hang grocery store bags on, you know, the plastic grocery store bags. She said, oh, I've got to have that.
She was sold.
She melted right then. She said, you call my husband right now, and you tell him we're getting this van.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I don't even like the color, but I want it. So they ended up buying it. I've sold him probably 15 vehicles since then, so I must have done a good job.
You're an incredible salesman.
Why, thank you. You know, it's just being an incredible salesman is giving people what they want, I think, and being able to demonstrate a feature and then the value of that feature.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen salespeople, new salespeople, they just have no clue what to say. And I've always used the car as a script. You know, to as I see things, I talk about them. And it's really easy to sell something you believe in. If you haven't experienced it, then it's hard to sell it. Would you agree with that, young lady?
I do agree with that. It's like on, I can't remember what movie it was, but where he said his dad could sell a ketchup popsicle to a lady in white gloves.
Hmm. Now, that's a good salesman.
Yeah.
Number two, efficiency and safety, Audra.
Mm-hmm.
Fuel economy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some things that they would say. The most important attributes for a vehicle to me are fuel efficiency. I want airbags all around. Visibility, air conditioning. I want responsive acceleration. Really? What's that to do with efficiency and safety? You know, I've always, I've been here for the evolution of the automobile from a safety standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at a vehicle the other day that had, I think it was from the early 80s, and it had the lap belt, and then the actual shoulder harness was on a motorized thing that when you shut the door, do you remember that?
Yeah, it went along the window.
Yeah, right. And, of course, I remember Dad always had seat belts installed into vehicles that I remember he had a DeSoto, his early 50s car. His dad gave it to him. And it didn't have seat belts, and he had them installed. And then he totaled a road grader one time, ran into it, and the seat belt saved him.
Oh, my goodness.
So he was a big believer in that. But seat belts have changed a lot, and safety is a big deal. And, of course, when you had your little accident, your airbags did a beautiful job keeping you safe.
They sure did.
I was kind of surprised about this, that the number three thing that women like are the electronics, the features that you get from an infotainment system, you know, like the radio and the navigation. I mean, does that stuff mean a lot to you?
Not so much the navigation for me, but I love Apple CarPlay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's, in my opinion, the best.
Well, just being able to listen to your own stuff and listen to podcasts and things like that. So that was, yeah. Number four was cup holders.
Cup holders.
Yeah, convenient places to put things. I thought that would go under convenience.
Mm-hmm.
This survey was done by Auto Vitale, and I think they had some of their definitions wrong, or whoever wrote this article was not real good at putting things in the right categories.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think of convenience. Do you think, what category would heated seats? That would be under comfort,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't it?
I believe
but
so,
they,
yeah.
They put together heated seats and hot looks.
Sounds like they were categorically impaired.
Very good. Very good, Audra.
Thanks.
This one lady said, I like leather seats, great air conditioning for when I have hot flashes. That's what it says here, I swear.
That's real life.
That's true. Dual climate controls, automatic adjustable steering wheel and controls on the steering wheel, and mirrors. This is interesting for a person to put a dead pedal. You know what a dead pedal is?
One that doesn't do anything. You just could maybe rest your foot
on it. It's just a place to rest your foot, yeah. I would have never thought of that as a feature that I would be interested in.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm agreeing with most of these, though. You know, another one is that women just like the right environment on the inside. That's a combination of ergonomics. You know what I mean by ergonomics? It's just like how do the buttons feel, and are they within easy reach?
Mm-hmm.
You know, are the controls in logical places? I counted the number of buttons one time on a vehicle I was driving. It was 74. I'll never forget that number. 74 different buttons and switches that you could push on an instrument panel on a modern car. I don't even remember what it was, but all
that's
I knew
crazy.
Is that it's too many.
Well, I'm driving a Lincoln Continental right now, and sometimes, because everything's push button on that, sometimes I will go to turn the car off before I've even put the car in park. Sometimes there are too many buttons.
Was that confusing to you?
Very
confusing.
The push
button gear shift. I don't
like it. Yes, I don't like that. I don't like
it. What about the radial? Now, some of them have gear shifts now that are, instead of a stalk there that you grab and pull back, it's a rotating thing. Ford has gone to the rotating gear shift selector.
I wasn't a big fan of that initially. I do like it now. I've become more used to it. But one thing that I still can't stand is that I don't have an emergency brake lever to pull.
Yeah. I mean, they got away from the manual emergency brake because they were always need to be adjusted and so forth. And these new electronic emergency brakes, they work better, but you just kind of forget. But there's too many people that don't use their emergency brakes.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know that when you're on a hill, you're supposed to put on your emergency brake first and then put it in park?
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. And that my dad taught me that, and I read about it, and it's because the little paw that kind of slips into place when you put a vehicle in park, it gets under a lot of stress because of the weight of the vehicle. If you set the emergency brake first, then it puts that pressure on the brakes and not on your transmission.
So it'll put less stress on
it.
So
you should have been listening to my show more often.
Should have. You're right about that.
Instead of sitting in there paying everybody.
I know. How rude.
Let's see. Style and maintenance are big issues with women. So are you starting to like the new boxy shapes and things like the new Bronco? Is that something that you
Yes, like? I love that.
You like boxes better than from a stylistic standpoint as far as cars? Angles, you know, straight lines and angles, or do you like swoopy, like smooth lines and curves?
It really depends on the vehicle.
Yeah, I guess sports cars need to have, you know, swoopy
sports
lines.
Sports cars can't be boxy.
But, you know, if something's going to be practical, then it needs to be a box.
Yeah, it does.
The more boxy it is, the more room you have on the inside. Audra drove a, what was that thing you drove? Ford Flex for a lot of years.
Yes.
And, you know, that was a very polarizing vehicle. The Flex was a kind of a boxy-looking thing, and I'd take people in and show it to them. I said, I've got the perfect seven-passenger vehicle that has all-wheel drive and all kinds of room, and they'd walk get close to it and said, you better not be talking about that thing, because they did not like it. And then probably one person out of ten would say, ooh, that looks nice.
I was that one person.
The box is not for everybody.
It's not.
But now, if you're going to buy a Bronco, you're getting a box.
Well, the good thing about the Flex, though, honestly, is the ease with which you can get a kid in and out of it.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Simple.
This one lady said, I also don't want to drive anything that looks dowdy or frumpy.
Okay.
I wouldn't buy a sports car because that isn't the season of life that I'm in. But I will go to great lengths to drive anything other than a minivan. What is wrong with the minivan?
I wrote that. How'd they get that?
It's definitely fallen out of favor. Back when we were raising Ewens, we had a lot of minivans.
Mazda MPV.
You forced it on us. We also had DVD players. You know, people like, you know, had to do something to keep you guys quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And so the DVD was, now back then, though, we were using VHS cassette tapes.
Oh, yeah.
In the big vans. You remember the high-top vans that we used to drive all the time?
Oh, yes.
You know, back in the 80s, that was the decade of the conversion van. And so what we would do is send chassis, just a regular van and a body, empty shell, basically, and send it to these places in Indiana. A lot of them were stationed there, some in Florida, and they would put all the fancy interiors in them and cut the tops out of them, make them raised roof. We took a lot of trips to West Virginia back and forth in those things, didn't we?
Sure
vacations.
Did.
That was our main vacation vehicle. But those fell out of favor. And I think the big SUVs is what did it. When Chevrolet came out with the Tahoe and the Suburban, and they really made them more customer-friendly instead of something that a, you know, a business or a contractor or something would use, and they started putting leather seats in them, the women started looking at those and said, honey, I don't want a van anymore. And, you know, we lost a lot of our comfort and convenience, you know, but people wanted to be cool, I guess.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else did they say here? Finally, safety and comfort are big considerations. You know, I would think comfort would be, that's almost my number one now, but I'm old.
You're not old.
I'm a geese. I'm proud of it, too. I signed up for Medicare this month.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And also, I had a choice of a Medicare supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan.
Ooh.
And so I had to make my decision on that. So on November the 1st, that's my birthday month. That's mm-hmm. your birthday month as
my
well.
My birthday month, too.
November 1st, I will be officially a Medicare recipient. So I'm excited. Plus, it'll cost Gateway Ford less.
It certainly will.
Finally going to get some of that money back from the government. I hope I live until I'm 1,000 so I can get all of it. Anyway, we'll take our last break. Be back here in just a minute. Okay, folks, we're back. You know, do you think I could consider Audra for a permanent sidekick?
Absolutely.
I don't think so. I think you need to know more. You need more. You're very well spoken, and you have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
And you have a face for radio.
I
just
do.
Just like me.
Isn't it perfect?
No, you don't. You have a face for beauty pageant. But anyway, I'm biased. So, folks, again, anytime you have any kind of issues as far as your car is concerned and you don't know what to do, or you've got an old car you want to sell and you don't know what it's worth. Had some folks come in last night, and they just had purchased a Nissan Rogue, a 2013, and he said, "What do you think I paid for it?" And I told him what I thought it was worth, and he paid like $4,000 less than that for it. Now, good for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But bad for the people who sold it, because they sold that car too cheap and they didn't know what it was worth. And I said, "How did you get it for that price?" He said that, you know, I just made him an offer and they took it.
Oh, wow.
You know, and they hadn't done the research. If you have an old car and you don't do the research, you don't call the right people, know the right people, then you may settle for too little. You may pay too much. You know, there's no reason to do that. All you have to do is call me, 423-552-2020, or you can send me an email to Lenny, L-E-N-N-I-E, at mycarguru.org. Or you can just text me,
mm-hmm.
right? You like to do text, right?
I like to text.
It's funny, people her age, they will have complete long arguments just texting back and forth.
Well, I won't.
No, you won't. You never argue. But, you know, or discussions, and, you know, it's just so much easier to talk, but sometimes talking is just not fun, is it?
No. So I like to text.
Yeah. That's the generational divide, folks. That's just where we are. Well, again, if I can help you in any way, don't hesitate to give me a call, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of My Car Guru.